Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem from one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city, near the Sheep Gate, was the Pool of Bethesda, with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches waiting for certain movement of the water. For an angel of the Lord came from time to time and stirred up the water. And the first person to step in after the water was stirred was healed of whatever disease he had. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," the man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. There's an old Irish legend I was reminded of again the other day. And as I am facing a mountain of stuff, as I'm sure you are, the timing of that reminder was divine. It seems that these two young Irish lads were on their way somewhere for the day when their journey brought them face to face with a huge wall blocking their path. At first glance, the wall seemed way too high to scale and too wide to get around. And so they stood there together for a while in the cold morning mist, looking at that wall, pondering their dilemma. At some point, they realized that the first step in overcoming what was before them was to renew their commitment to where they were going. And so with a renewed commitment to their purpose and to their mission, they looked at each other and in unison took their caps off their heads, and with all that they had, they threw their caps over the wall. Now they were absolutely committed to getting over that wall. The invalid depicted in the passage of scripture that we read was sitting at the sheep pool called Bethesda in the northeast corner of the temple where the sheep were brought into Jerusalem for sacrifice. The pool was trapezoidal in shape and enormous, about as big as a football field. Beneath the pool, there were underground springs, which every now and then bubbled up and caused the surface of the waters to move. It was believed the waters had curative powers and that the bubbling was caused by an angel, and that the first person to get into the pool after the movement of the waters would be healed from any illness that afflicted them. It was to this pool that a great number of the crippled, blind and paralyzed came to wait for the movement of the water so they could be healed. You could hear the shuffling sounds of needy, hurting people struggling to get into the water when it began to bubble. And this is where that man had been waiting for 38 years. Think about that for a moment. All that time, never living the life he was meant to live. He just sat there waiting for the help of others, which never came. He was a prisoner of his own despair and his own making for 38 years. When Jesus came up to him and asked him, "Would you like to get well?" he didn't say, "Whoa, are you kidding me? Yes, sure, thanks, absolutely. Do it now, please." I hope that is what we would have said or something like that. But no, instead, he responded to Jesus by saying, "I can't, sir. For I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." He seemed to give the impression that he wanted to be healed, but used the excuse that everyone beats him to the punch in getting into the healing, bubbling waters. The real truth was that he had given up. Life was over for him. He accepted where he was and was resigned to his fate for each day, for each tomorrow, and every day thereafter. He would just keep lying there, wasting his life. If Guinness had been keeping a book of world records back then, I'll bet that man would have made their Hall of Fame something like the longest stretch of wasted years, 38. There he was, confronted with the healer of healers, the Lord of lords, and instead of grabbing the opportunity before him, he kept stirring his pot full of pity and complained. "You see, sir, it's not my fault that I'm this way. My friends have let me down." Look, we all face walls, obstacles, challenges, and decisions where we can't seem to decide what to do or which way to go. Often, we find ourselves standing frozen in our tracks. We have things in our lives that we're doing or not doing that we know we need to change, but we don't. We pile up, or we allow others to pile up, disappointment after disappointment and failure after failure, onto those walls that keep rising up in front of us as we just stand there waiting for someone or something to happen to lift us over and out of the circumstances of our life while we just stand there. And we make excuses while we miss the abundant life God created us to live on the other side of those walls, and we miss the life we were meant to live. And sadly, as the list of our excuses grows, just like the man sitting at the sheep pool, we also find ourselves sitting there staring at those same walls years later while God watches and waits for us to follow and to be all that we can be with him. Maybe some of us haven't set a Guinness World Record like that man yet. Maybe it's only been a year or two or five that we have faced some wall. But no matter the number, aren't they all wasted moments, days and years that God has given us, which we will never get back? What walls are you facing that you're afraid to climb? What problem or decision do you face? What mistake have you made? Feeling some guilt? Join the crowd. What fork in the road have you arrived at or not sure which path to take? I've been there. I get it. I understand. What do you need to change in your life or in your career? Perhaps a bad habit you need to stop or a good habit you need to start. What have you wanted to do that you still want to do? A year from now, will you still be wanting to do it, or will you have done it? Why not step out today and commit to stop wasting the days you have left? May I remind you that the healer of healers, the Lord of lords, is standing right in front of you and alongside you in every moment of your life, ready to help, ready to lift you, to encourage you, and to go with you into a brand new day. Look again at those last two verses in the passage that we read. Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. Jesus, in that moment, took control. He wasn't buying into the man's pity party, the days and potential of his life that he was wasting. And Jesus said, "Are you kidding me? You've been sitting here how long? What a way to waste your life. Hey, get up, move on." Well, maybe Jesus didn't say it that way, but maybe he thought that. But the scripture says Jesus did say boldly and directly to that man, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. He finally began to live the life God intended for him. Are you open to God doing that in your life? Are you listening to him calling to you? Because I can assure you, my friends, God is not calling you to the Guinness Book Hall of Fame recognition like that man at the Bethesda pool would have earned. Are you open to something more and better for your life now? Then let me suggest that you throw your cap over the wall in front of you and move on. And let me remind you that the Lord of Lords is not only with you and calling you to toss your cap over the wall, committing in that moment to stop wasting any more of your life and to move out to live the abundant life he created for you, but he is also waiting for you on the other side of that wall that is before you. And I'll bet, no, I'm pretty sure, that you will be pleasantly surprised to find more than just your cap on the other side, you will find your life, the life you were meant to live. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you, wow, for this message. Thank you for that legend, those two lads throwing their caps over the wall. It's what we need to do. We've been there so many times in our life. Help us when we get there again, Lord, to immediately recognize it and know that you are calling us to throw our caps over the wall, to move, and you will go with us and for us and lift us as we climb over that wall and move out again into all the life that you created us to live. Thank you for the reminder. Help us to move forward, to be all that you want us to be. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all that's before us, that you will go with us to do for others, for ourselves, and all for your glory. And it's in your Son's precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.